2021 remained yet another challenging and busy year for the state legislature, and joining us this morning for a look back on that year is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So, much like 2020, COVID remained a major issue.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that from the very beginning of this that we were going to be in this for a little bit of a long haul. Everyone was saying that it was going to be anywhere from a 1 to 3 year process. And as we've seen with the most recent Omicron variant, you know, although it's weaker, we are still dealing with issues from the changing virus. So we continue to do what we can to combat this thing with resources, with personnel, and new ideas. And we've done a pretty good job comparatively to the rest of the country. So we continue to fight these battles, and we're hoping that this winter isn't too bad and that we can get back to normal as quickly as possible.
And of course, a big part of that was the distribution of testing kits.
And distribution of vaccines. Here in Marshfield, we set up a vaccination center at the fairgrounds that serviced 27 towns in Plymouth County. It was leadership from the Board of Selectmen, from the town administrator, Mike Maresco, and a whole host of public safety personnel, both the fire and police chief. It took a lot of effort, a lot of people, but we had one of the most successful vaccination clinics in the state. And we were doing our part here in Plymouth County to make sure that we were getting shots in arms as quickly as possible to keep people safe with vaccines. So, as you know, that's still operating, giving booster shots out a couple days a week. And we're very proud of that work that we did there.
So what do you think will be the biggest challenges for the legislature in the upcoming year?
Well, I was just looking at the tax revenue report. As you know, I am a member of the Ways and Means Committee. Our tax revenue intake beat the predicted outlook by more than 5%. So the state of our economy is healthy. We continue to work with the Senate and the governor's office to try to finish up the ARPA, the first round of ARPA spending bills, with federal government assistance from the American Rescue Plan. So, you know, we'll probably be taking that up right after the first of the year. The government sent back a couple of amendments to our compromise ARPA bill. So, you know, we'll be working on that, and that's our biggest priority right now. It's almost $4 billion in federal government assistance out to businesses, nonprofits, public safety personnel that have been affected by the pandemic. So our number one priority is getting that done as quickly as possible after the first of the year.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and all the best in the new year.
Dan, thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
WATD News Time, 7:38. Traffic and weather on the 9th next.